Nimaholm, Hasafoshen. At Hasafoshen, the first bog iron blast furnace with a tail hammer and a point hammer were built in the early 1780s. They were allowed to produce up to 4.25 tons of osmic iron. The mill was built on the site after cutting off the headland that jutted out into the river, producing a new channel in the river to turn the wheel. When the bog iron came to Hasafoshen, it was cleaned and melted in the oven. The iron was then processed in the smithy where the hammers were driven by the water wheel. In 1850, two blacksmiths worked at Hasafoshen, and in 1877 it is mentioned as a manufacturing plant. In 1891, the place was sold to Hasafoshen's Kvarn Aksjebolag. The smithy was demolished and instead a magnificent mill was built, which was later expanded with a saw and planing mill. The mill burned down in the spring of 1922, but was rebuilt during the same summer. Later, the new mill also burned down, but was rebuilt in 1932 and 33. The last mill was demolished in 1960s. At Hasafoshen, there is an old pine with a rich scope. In 1994, the circumference was measured at 3.5 metres, and in 2020, the pine was 260 years old. The pine is one of the county's largest pine trees. On the south side of the river, there is a windbreak shelter that can be used by the public. Ancient remains. Cooking pits were discovered during the mid-1990s and examined by a team from the Norrbotten Museum. Three cooking pits were found. The use of the cooking pits seems to be of coastal use. They discovered rubble, pieces of charcoal, and greasy fat. Samples showed burnt bones, a seal claw, and fish bones. The cooking pits date from the late Bronze Age, early Iron Age, from around 720 to 480 BC. Stenbadeviksudden. There are currently plans for a holiday cabin village. Canoeing will be a major activity during the year. Canoeing experiences will be held on the Cape. Kuvfoshen. Here is also a wind protection shelter and excursion destination for the public.